This week, the IPCC report on climate change argued for further emissions reductions, warning sea levels could rise by up to a metre by next century. Experts argue one of Australia's biggest challenges will be slowing down our fossil fuel exports. Isabella Guzman reports.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report warns of rising sea levels and more frequent extreme weather events if global temperatures aren't brought under control. It comes as big fossil fuel exporters like Australia's were banned from the United Nations Climate Action Summit amid concerns about the contribution of mining industries to climate change. Professor of Physical Oceanography at the University of Tasmania, Nathan Bindoff, says the report shows the extent of climate damage to ice levels and marine life.
We've committed to a lot of ocean warming. It's virtually certain that humans have warmed up the ocean through changing the composition of the atmosphere, greenhouse gases. What is striking is that the rate of warming has gone up and sea level has also gone up. And sea level combines the contributions from Antarctica and Greenland, and over the last 20 years we've realised that the rate of mass loss by Greenland and Antarctica is contributing more than ocean warming is contributing through expansion of the water column. So there's been an acceleration in the rate of sea level rise. The next big finding would be that fisheries, they're moving towards the poles, so they're moving away from the equator. They're doing that at about the speed that temperature is moving towards the poles as well. And there's some consequences with that, and there's going to be a substantial potential loss in the amount of animal biomass in the oceans. Some other big results, the oceans are acidifying, but it's obvious that not only are the oceans acidifying, that they will continue to acidify depending on the choice society makes, whether it takes a high emissions pathway or a low emissions pathway.
Jeremy Moss, professor of political philosophy at the University of New South Wales and researcher on the ethical issues associated with unconventional gas and fossil fuel exports, says coal and carbon industries play a huge role in carbon emissions.
They affect the climate to a huge degree because they produce the fossil fuels that, when they're consumed, cause the majority of the greenhouse gases that are contributing to climate change. So around 100 companies are responsible via their extraction and selling of fossil fuels for about 60 or 65% of the emissions that are currently in the atmosphere.
Mr. Moss says we don't take enough responsibility for the emissions these industries produce, including overseas.
Nations like Australia aren't holding these kind of companies accountable. Typically, when we talk about what we have to do to reduce our emissions, we only talk about reducing the emissions that are produced within our territorial boundaries. In my view, we should also be responsible to some degree for the emissions that are produced via the products we export, such as coal or gas or oil. But we currently don't accept any responsibility for that as a nation, and neither do the companies that do the exporting. Those companies should bear a degree of responsibility.
Mr. Bindoff says the best way of slowing down the decay of ocean ecosystems is choosing a lower emissions path.
A low emissions pathway means that the climate will stabilize sooner. It means that the surface temperature of the oceans will come to a stable temperature about somewhere between 1.5 to 2.5 degrees. And there the risks are much lower for our coral reef systems, our coastal ecosystems. There are many benefits by actually choosing a lower emission scenario, and that's the choice society has to make.
For Mr. Moss, this means slowing down or stopping the amount of fossil fuels we take out of the ground.
Two of the key things that we could do is we could stop subsidising the mining companies, that is, providing taxpayers' money for them to operate in the way that we do. Removing those subsidies would be an excellent first step. We should also not permit them to look for new resources, new reserves of coal. That is a very damaging practice. Thirdly, I think political parties ought to be a lot more careful and, in fact, not take donations from climate-harming companies like some of the big carbon majors, as we call the coal, oil and gas extraction companies.
He says developing other industries is a key way to drive down our emissions.
Our third biggest export industry is education. So that gives you an example of the kind of industries that we could develop further to replace some of the industries that are being lost. We also have enormous potential for other kinds of energy exports, hydrogen, for instance, and that, I think, also needs to be part of what we look at to replace the particularly thermal coal that must be phased out immediately.
And that story was by Isabella Guzman.